Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And we are back again
with another one.
So
before we wanted to get into anything else, we wanted to announce and let you know that our Arizona tickets for Scottsdale, Arizona for our live show, February 23rd, is the link is in the bio.
And also, we're going to put the link up here as well.
So link up here, link in the bio, link wherever you're watching, reading, listening to. It will be in every single bio that there is. Mm-hmm. Please, y'all, go get those tickets because they will sell out fast, as you know from the last show that we did have.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all. So we appreciate that. But yes, those tickets are right there. They're everywhere. They're up here. They're down here. They're around. Everywhere. They're on our Instagram. They're on our socials. So check those out for Scottsdale, Arizona, February 23rd. 2025.
Yes. Like she said, don't waste your time because when I'm telling you, when we had the live show, I had people coming up to me in LA.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have any more
people
tickets?
People DMing us and be like, we're not selling tickets at the door. It is not that type of situation. So get these tickets while you can. We understand that payday is every 2 weeks or every week for you. Mm-hmm. Get it that next Friday, baby girl, because it is coming, okay?
Yes. And also, you guys, we have two tiers for tickets for Arizona. We have like the general admission and then we have the VIP. The VIP is a meet and greet, a picture. You come in early.
You get first seating and you get your own like little gift bag, but also mini intro. Because remember last time?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So we basically like talk to y'all before anybody else. Mm-hmm. And
it's more intimate, you know what I'm saying?
So and you guys get first seating, so y'all be front row, whatever. So it's definitely worth it. You'll like be able to talk to us, bring us gifts, do whatever. We're not telling you have to bring us gifts. But people were bringing us gifts. I wasn't expecting
talk about bring us gifts.
I wasn't expecting that, but I'm
And where's that girl that lied and was like, I need your mailing address, Shy, because your present didn't come quick enough. Remember you got that shirt for Orion?
Oh, I'm crying. She said, fuck Charlie.
Yeah, exactly. What about Charlie, baby girl?
I loved that Orion shirt, by the way.
That is super cute.
But anyways, guys, let's get into the episode.
Into this week.
Yeah, let's get into this week. This week has been nothing short of insane.
Yeah, it is literally, and I know I can't throw this word around enough, it has been unprecedented times. It really has.
And it came out of nowhere. If you guys aren't aware, we do live and film in Los Angeles. And as you've probably heard, LA has been on fire now for know how many days.
A week.
It's still on fire. Like, I'm checking the fire app still, and the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire is still going. I just got back last night. I'm leaving again tonight. I flew my cats to Oakland. I got up out of there. Me and Chai, one of the nights, were like freaking out. We evacuated. We actually vlogged that too for y'all. So we're going to put that up on the Patreon. But
Chai, real quick, did you guys park in the parking lot?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, because they said they were going to tell.
No. What? So we did evacuate one night. Shy came to my house and then we literally, Shy packed up her cat, Charlie brought her to my house. And then it was like seven fires surrounding where I live. And we were like, okay, at this point we got to get them out of here. Like, it just was so crazy that it's like, we don't know if it's going to come and just like sweep over the way that it has. So packed my stuff. Packed my cats up, and then we went to downtown LA for a night, stayed at her friend's house. It was five cats in this freaking one apartment.
Yeah.
My two cats, her cat. Oh, four. Four cats?
Yeah, it was four.
Four cats who don't know each other for real. Like, exactly. Who haven't been around each other, who are just trying to evacuate and, like, get to safety.
She's speeding by it, but it has been something that has been, like, honestly a catastrophic turn of events. Mm-hmm. Like, literally from just the moment that we last filmed on Tuesday, driving home.
Yeah.
Driving home, that was when, like, the winds were gushing, and I didn't even know about a fire then, but a fire had started that morning, and we weren't even aware of that.
We didn't know.
So when I get home, my lights are out. Mm-hmm. And if you follow both of us on Instagram, you see how we like joked about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like the moment my lights went out, I hear sirens. Mm-hmm. I hear sirens in the background and I have an alert on my phone talking about like fire alarm, blah, 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 this and that. So all of these things happening simultaneously. I'm like, I'm about to die. Mm-hmm. That was my first moment of feeling like I'm about to die. So like I had to light up all the candles in my place. And I'm like on the way home
the car.
From filming, I was I'm driving like everything's normal. I'm like, this is none of the little winds. I done been in a hurricane, baby. I know how to do this. You know what I'm saying? So I'm driving. My car fishtails. I'm like, I thought about going to Winter's house because my lights were off and like sirens blasting, all type of shit going on. I'm like, I'm scared. I'm alone. But I'm like, I don't even want to go back outside. Out. Like, I was like, I don't want to drive because my car literally fishtailed. So I'm like, I'm just afraid at that point. My lights turn back on Wednesday. From Wednesday, I'm just like, okay, I'm getting these, because I stay in Glendale, so I'm really close to the Eden Fire. There's two fires going on at this point and that we are aware of. It's the Palisades Fire, which is like in Malibu, which is really far away, but you can still see the smoke. And I have the Eden Fire, which is really extremely close to me, which is in Glendale. And it literally is just like, okay, when you, when something's that close to home, it's just like,
right.
And, you know, originally I was just like, okay, this is going to be fine. And, like, I was naive in my thought process in the beginning because I was like, mind you, I am from the South. I have gone through hurricanes. But, like, not to even compare the two, and I hate to do that, but, like, fire is no joke compared to water by no means at all in the slightest. And I'm not dismissing anyone who has lost everything in those floods because, mind you, I've experienced the same thing. But, like, I can't even begin to fathom.
Because in a flood, you could still
You could float.
On top of the
You could
house.
Be on top. You could do something. The tornado, like a slow, like, mind you, my sister just recently lost everything in the flood, in the hurricane and flood in Florida. So, like, not to even dismiss those type of things, but, like, you don't even know what to do when a fire happens. Like, and I remember when we had to evacuate, like, I'm like, what do I grab besides my cat?
Right. Okay.
But I'm just, but like, what to grab? And like, honestly, talking on the phone with Winter, I didn't even think, like, my mind didn't even comprehend. She was like, all right, you got to grab like your passport. I was like, oh shit. Like,
she was over there doing laundry. I said, now why would you be doing laundry if your house could potentially be getting burned down? She over there, like, she's like, yeah, I'm just cleaning. I'm like,
I don't know.
An arrival for the fire?
My mind was so clustered and so all over the place. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I need to fixate on, but I had to fixate on something. But like, I'm not going to lie to y'all, today is Monday. I have had crippling anxiety every singular day since Wednesday. I have woken up. I have been on the Citizen app. I have been on watch duty. I have been on my Ring app. I have been on every single thing there is to find. I downloaded the news network. Literally, it's live. And I appreciate, you know, like, everybody who's been, like, around the clock. Like, you know, like, even the newscasters, which I joked about, like, NBC for LA. I put on my Instagram, I was just like, bro, like, they're asking the dumbest shit, but I really do still appreciate them, like, being out there, like covering this live footage, because there are people like me who need to be in the literal know the entire time. But it has just been, like, it's been so heavy on my heart, on my mind.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been, like, a consistent worry, and every single day you feel like it's going to get better today. Mind you, today's Monday. We filmed Tuesday. Every single day you wake up hoping that the fires are more contained, that there's more control over the situation. And every single day it has gotten worse and worse and worse. And today is the first day that, like, I turned on the news once again, and they're like, today's the first day that we can finally see the sky a little bit in the Palisades. Right. And like, Eaton, I wasn't even aware that Altadena, the Eaton Fire, where I'm at, is Altadena, Pasadena, Glendale. And I wasn't even aware of, like, how culturally significant Altadena was for the community. You know what I'm saying? And it just really, like, broke my heart to see how many homes, how many people have been affected, how much devastation this has caused.
And that's the other thing that, like, obviously people who aren't in LA are, like, you know, making their comments and putting their input on it.
Like, people got money and that they could buy new
houses.
And
that's the other thing that people don't understand. Like, it's not just rich people who are losing their homes. And, like, that's the other thing. Like, even if it is just rich people, that's messed up. Nobody deserves to get their house burned down, whether they could go buy another one or not.
Exactly. But
that's not
even the case. You think rich people don't have memories?
Right. You think that rich people don't have memories? And, like, how do you think these, like, people became rich, and some people saved their whole lives to be able to buy a home over there and be like, I have a home over there in the Palisades. Like,
exactly.
You know, like, and y'all don't even know. And not to, like, bring any type of race into it or anything, but, like, I saw, like, the people that were found, like, well, pronounced dead or like one of the people. It was a lot of older black people. And I'm like, this is scary as hell. Like mm-hmm. I mean, I understand because it's like, I wouldn't want to leave my house either. But I mean,
people who aren't even physically able to leave their house are who, and honestly, think about it. If you don't even watch the news, how would you even know? Like people, mind you, police were knocking on people's doors, but like some people, like a man left his, like a man died with his son who had cerebral palsy. Mm-hmm. I have been an emotion, a whirlwind of emotions this whole time because I just, I can't, I'm pretty good with like taking emotions out of things and thinking logically. I just haven't been able to in these situations. Mm-hmm. And like, honestly, when you say not to bring, and it's not even a, not to bring black in it, but it is what it is at the end of the day, because I wasn't even aware. And I hate that I was brought awareness to the situation because of something so catastrophic, mm-hmm. but it annoyed me as well. Seeing that, like, cause you know, I watched the news, I was watching the news 24/7 because I'm in that area. So I need to see. Mm-hmm. After a while, the coverage was going back and forth, but there's been 25 deaths so far with the Eaton and the Palisades fire. Majority of them have been in the Eaton fire, but after a while, I was not seeing any coverage on the Eaton fire, and I was getting so frustrated, and I was like, I don't know if it's because they're not as rich of a community, mm-hmm. or it's not bringing as much awareness because there's more people who have an opinion and a voice who have a larger audience to speak on it. So I was thinking maybe it's because it's a larger audience, and there's like even some newscasters who live in the Brentwood area and who live in those areas. So it's like I understand the coverage that people want to see, but more homes were significantly lost in the Eaton fire because they knocked out complete subdivisions. Yeah. There were more acres lost in the Palisades.
But that's a lot of, if you look at
land.
It.
So the comparison of the two, it has been catastrophic, mm-hmm. nonetheless to say. And so I just urge and encourage people and advocate to like help out whatever way you can. We've both donated a lot of things. I've been actively
been volunteering. She's been going to volunteer
every single day. And like honestly, I think that like
I left, by the way.
No, and I should have left because I didn't realize how crippling my anxiety would be. Mm-hmm. But that's what I was about to say, because it is honestly mutually beneficial when I do go volunteer, especially in these situations. And I know like some people don't think of it in that standpoint, but I had so much anxiety, I couldn't sit and watch the news anymore. I'm like, I need to be out there. She called me Princess Diana yesterday.
I was like, get it, Princess Diana.
I was like, I want to be where the people are. I want to touch. Literally.
I want to kiss babies and hand out bags of clothes.
But it is such a rewarding feeling for like not only the people who are getting this, it's for yourself as well, because it's just like you can't do anything. So it's like people have this anxiety and they just want to help, which is I think it's such an admirable trait, seeing how well LA has come together.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's admirable that people are volunteering their resources how they know how. Like I've mm-hmm. seen like a group for therapists in LA who want to volunteer and help families, you know, get therapy. People.
No, LA community really did.
Really
step
has
up.
Stepped up, and it
we
just
all
is such
came together in this time, and like that is the biggest thing. I mean, because shit, it could be people acting like they don't even care, but there's so much, so many donation centers are closing down and not even accepting donations anymore because it's been so much. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for me, I just feel like it puts so much into perspective. Like, I'm already really not a super materialistic person, mm-hmm. but when we were like, okay, we have to go and we have to get our shit and we have to be prepared that we could potentially not have our shit when we come mm-hmm. back, I was like, what am I bringing? I'm over here like, okay, the shit that I really, really need. I need my diaries that I've had since third grade. Mm-hmm. I need like my passport, my freaking social. I need my cats. Like, I'm not thinking about my gun. I'm not thinking about nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, I did throw some bags in my bag.
I was like, look, we could bring a few bags.
I dropped some Chanel in the bag. I ain't gonna hold
you.
Okay, I got like any expensive jewelry I had mm-hmm. and whatever. But like everything else, I'm like,
you can have, like, yeah, like, yeah. And that's the thing about it, like, there really isn't, like, many materialistic things that I had to eat as well. I was like, just my cat, and I'm like, my passport, and I was just like,
And to me, if it was like, okay, we can't take nothing, all you could take is your cats, I would be fine.
I would be, yeah, exactly.
As long as I had my health and they had their health, it just puts so much into perspective mm-hmm. about what matters and, like, whatever the case. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know. I think it's because, like, I did come from not really having anything. Mm-hmm. So I know that even if I didn't have shit, like, it would be hard, but I would be able to do it. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it would be like it's a sink or swim type of situation. Over. And it would just be a start over situation. I'm thankful to God that that is not the case, but I still am like, I'm not even about to be out. I don't want to be in my house. Like, yeah. it's just too much.
It's just a reminder to really literally count your blessings, because mm-hmm. there are people, and I like, we have both been so emotional about this, and it's just like, there are people who have literally lost everything. And then it's like some people who are just, well, you know, you got to let people live in that moment of grief, you know, like, because we do have to count our blessings. But imagine being in those positions right. and being in that situation where it's just like, I have no money. I have nowhere to go. I have no.
That's the other thing. There's people who don't have money to even rebuild. I think that's why I'm like,
you know, how I feel about banks.
What? No, but there are people who don't have the money to rebuild.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people who put everything they have into a home, and now that home is gone.
Exactly.
And I mean, we already know what's going to happen. They've already started trying to like offer people money for the land, and you know, do all this shit. I know they're going to price gouge, and like places are probably. I'm thinking that rent is going to go up in LA. People who are evil are going to raise them prices and be like, people need places to live, so let me tax the fuck out of them.
Exactly,
like,
and you know, and you know how I'm still going through it with my leasing agent right now.
I'm ready to get up out of LA, y'all. Y'all already know my thoughts, but it's just like so much. Even literally a day before, I'm like, LA is just so. It's just done. It's done. And then this happens, yeah. And I'm like, damn, like, now it's really fucking done. Like, mm-hmm. if it wasn't done before, like, it's just, it's going to take so much rebuilding.
Yeah,
it's
and then they even time. Had, like, a shootout.
Oh, my God. So, a club that our friend works out in L.A., Warwick, it's somebody that we know, mm-hmm. two people that we know of, and actually ended up getting shot. One of them ended up losing their life. This is in front of the club. And I'm just like, it's just dark times in LA right now.
And then people, oh my God, people taking advantage of like burning houses, mm-hmm. looting. Mm-hmm. They're bringing the National Guard here mm-hmm. to like advocate against looters.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
people are sick.
It
people
is a sick world that we yeah. live in. That's why you got to stay prayed up, man. Yeah. I mean, we will put below resources and links if you wanted to volunteer, if you do live in the LA area, or if you wanted to donate or help out mm-hmm. any way possible. We will have the links below, right below them links for the live show.
Which also we feel guilty like exactly. talking about low-key, because we're like, okay, we have a lot of shit.
You got to read
like,
the room.
Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we've been working on this for
we
months.
We have since November.
And like, we got our bread yeah. in this too, and we do want to meet y'all, and like y'all know, we've been planning this for such a long yeah. time, and it's just, if it was an LA show, it would have been canceled.
Yeah, it would have 1,000% been canceled.
But I mean, we do want to see our viewers in Arizona, and we want to have another good show next month. Yeah. So, and also we're getting those other dates up for you. We're yeah. actually going and signing contracts after this episode for New York and Houston, and we'll be mm-hmm. able to announce those dates today or tomorrow. Pretty much. I mean, we'll be able to tell them the day. We're not going to be able to, yeah, whatever. But because we're keeping it all under wraps until the ink is on the dotted line.
Exactly.
So we gotta, we don't have to go back and tell y'all, actually it's going to be. Not.
We got to cross all our T's and dot all our I's.
Yeah. But besides that, I feel like, I mean, I would say get into our week. I mean, that was a lot of our week.
That has literally been my week. That has been my whole entire week. Besides the fire, I've been volunteering every day, and I've been crippled with anxiety.
Yeah, I packed up Orion and Violet. Actually, oh my God, it was crazy, because I was like, I just feel like I have to get them out of here, and I need to leave myself mm-hmm. because it's just too much going on, and I don't even feel comfortable breathing the air in out here, honestly. Yeah. I feel like there's going to be effects that people are going to have later down the road from, like, all these fucking chemicals and shit. I don't know. I'm thinking about it that way, but I've never flown with Violet. Violet has never gone on an airplane. Orion has been on an airplane with me when I moved to Atlanta, and then I moved back. So I wasn't super worried about Orion, but you know, Violet's a nervous Nancy. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about my cats, by the way. So I'm over here like, okay, I'm going to have to take her little fat ass on a plane. And I don't have their vaccination records, because they got that shit 8 years ago.
Wait, so did they require the vaccination?
Yeah. Okay, they didn't even ask me, but they on the website, it said they need to be vaccinated. So I'm thinking they're going to be like, show the vaccination records. They didn't ask for
Who'd you fly with?
Southwest.
Okay.
From Burbank to Oakland. Mm-hmm. Direct flight, quick. And yeah, it's by my house. But Anyways, so I'm like, I have to go get them their shots again. So I have to go to the vet. This is in the midst of the apocalypse. I have to go take these two cats to the vet, go wait, go get them vaccinated and get them medication to fly because I'm like, I'm scared Violet's going to have a little heart attack.
They was drugged up?
Yes, I drugged them up. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you that I had to drug them?
Bro, how was it?
It was funny kind of because they were both like stumbling around or whatever, but flying was actually easy. And when I tell you people have gotten up out of LA, it was 30 people on my flight there and 30 people back. I'm like, ain't nobody coming in or out of this bitch. Everybody already left. But that was crazy. And then I got to be at my mom's house for a couple of days. Went to a friend's baby
shower. Did you bring my yeast?
I did. Here? Infection. No, I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can tell about that.
I got her sour. My mom gave me a sourdough starter to give to Shai because Shai wants to start making bread or whatever.
As you see, oh, also our Patreon link will be below as well because we actually uploaded the cooking video. It is up now for this episode.
Yes. But I don't know. Being at my mom's house was actually so peaceful. Like, my mom has, like, this little-ass house, but, like,
little cottage
it's
vibes.
It's very cottagey. My mom lives in, like, a fucking cottage. That's what I'd be saying.
Is that that's how she grew up in, though, right?
No, she didn't grow up in that house. I didn't grow up in that house. Me and my mom lived in apartments all my life, and then when I was in high school, my mom got that house.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, so that's, like, my mom's little, you know, what she worked for. But,
love that.
Yeah, it's, like, a little cottage, and my mom just be having her little projects or whatever. And my mom, like, had made fresh bread and a fresh vegetable soup.
I love that. She's an almond mom. She really is.
Bro, when I told y'all on the podcast that when I was growing up, my mom was always on a diet making some damn soup and freezing it.
My mom is a box jambalaya mom. No, I'm just kidding.
My mom would just be like, have me eating some fucking random diet shit. But yeah, so like, usually I hate being at home. Honestly, I don't like being home. It just annoys me. I have hella trauma, like whatever. But this time I was like, I'm just, and I had my cats with me, which I've never had them there before. And they were so happy. Like, they love the little fucking cottage. I'm like, they feel like they're probably on a damn farm right now. It's all wind chimes outside shit.
Dr. Martin Luther King in the background with the fucking little birds cages.
Yeah, my mom has like birds and shit. No, they're really living their best life. But then when I came home last night, I was so sad. I was like, I'm not coming home.
I can't imagine being around my children. Yeah.
Like, I woke up this morning and was like ready to be in annoyed that Orion is scratching at my fucking door, and then there was nothing, and I was just like, damn, like, I would not be able. And you know that people always be like, oh, do you not get lonely living by yourself? And like, I realized if I didn't have them, I would.
Yeah, I'm not lonely at all because I have Charlie waiting at the door. I have my literal child with me. When I come home, she right there waiting.
And I was like, oh my god, if I didn't have them here, I would be like,
not us being lonely cat ladies.
No, seriously though, like, it's really not talked about.
It's
like
really not talked about enough, but it's just like, that is why people get their animals.
I swear, like, I and even like without them home, I don't feel like I have no reason to be there. Like, I'm like, bitch, I could be gone for a month if I wanted to. Like, I'm like a mom.
Oh, she outside.
I took him to grandma's house.
Exactly.
Hilarious. This is how people feel with children, so I kind of am getting a little taste of that. But I'm going to Miami tonight. My friend is getting surgery. I'm gonna go take care of her. I'm gonna go see Rhythm. I'm gonna help my friend.
Yeah,
link up with a friend.
You ain't even out there for her. You out there for the cause and the good
time.
She's gonna come back being like, I found 12 apartments that I want to go live.
I'm like, look, I'm just saying. I looked at a few places, and if you want to look, like,
I'm crying.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know.
You know what annoyed me was that. Mind you, I love my baby girl, Charlie. Charlie is a girl. Yes, everyone. Charlie is a girl.
What, they be thinking she's
but
a boy?
I was, yeah, people always think that Charlie's a boy. I love unisex names. I always have. I don't plan on having any daughters, but, you know, you never know what God has in store for me. But I definitely.
What do you mean you don't plan on having any daughters?
I don't want
to plan what sex
I know, right?
child you have. Like, what the hell?
I just want a healthy baby, but I don't preferably want girls. Daughters. Yeah.
You don't want daughters?
No, not really.
You don't know what to do with no. You know what to do with girls. You grew up with girls. You don't know what to do with no damn boy.
I know what to do. I would want any.
You gonna raise a punk?
I want a healthy baby. What?
A punk. I said, you gonna raise a punk? I just heard that word on TikTok today.
Punk? You never heard punk?
I mean, I have a little bit, but it's just so funny. Is that a derogatory term?
In the gay community, that's what they be called. Like, I don't know. That's been around for me.
Is that endearment or derogatory?
My uncle? My
Is a punk?
He's passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
But he was like the first, like, initial, like, he was like 6'4 and gay is all outdoors.
Oh, yeah,
like,
told me about
yeah,
him.
Exactly. Like, doing what, like, he had, like, I don't, I guess, I mean, what do we call it now? Trans, he wouldn't, I don't know. I don't want to get on all that.
Yeah. Whatever.
But no, yeah, like, he
that's
was like the
episode.
One, he was the one wearing, like, skirts and just like, he was like a girl. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, he had, like, a size 12 foot, but was squeezing him size 9s.
You right there behind him. Size 11.
For my height, I'm a
no,
size 9.
No, you actually don't
exactly.
have big feet for your
and
height.
And how tall are you? And what's your shoe size?
7.5.
She's a goddamn liar. That's a big old 8 on her feet right now.
A big old 8 is crazy.
I'm one size up and I'm 5'11".
That's funny.
No, wait. What was I getting at? I'm off, completely off subject. Oh, Charlie.
Why did I say punk? Oh.
Yeah.
Talking about raising girls.
Oh, raising girls. I forgot about that. I mean, I wouldn't mind either way it goes. But I mean, my preference, like, I just feel like I'm going to have a boy because all of my sisters have boys. Like, yeah. Every single one of
but
them.
But, you
like,
know, it depends on the band. It's not on the woman.
It depends on the family at this point because
it's
do we have...
It's on the man about what sex your baby
is. No, it's
is.
On the woman. I heard if she on top.
It ain't. See, that country ass mindset is why we at where we at now. I don't even know where we're at.
Exactly. No, but I mean, I don't mind. I just want a healthy baby by all means. Yeah, no, sure. I'd be that. I'd
I
be
don't
that,
care.
I'd be that. No, I do want a boy. But I'd be that girl crying at the baby gender reveal.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't care that much. I'd be like, okay, well, here we go from here.
Yeah.
My biggest thing when I was younger.
If you have a boy, he got to go to the league.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I know my child will be tall because anybody that I have a child with is going to be tall.
What if they were short? What if it was too tall?
I'd be mad as hell.
I mean, not a midget, like literal. Don't
no,
want to be
midget.
Offensive. I mean, like just
a little person.
Person. Like,
a short person?
A short person.
That ain't his baby.
Oh, you said you were screwing somebody else.
No, but no, I mean, it could happen. The way the way genetics even work is insane.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. The reason why I thought that when I was younger, now maybe not so much, but like, I just knew how it was being tall at my age. I didn't really like it that much. And like,
yeah.
I wouldn't really, I guess it's a selfish standpoint, or not really, but I just wouldn't want my baby girl to go through the same things that I went through, like being tall and not really understanding it or
right.
not being like, you know what I'm saying? And maybe it's more advocated now, but growing up, like, they had no like long pants. I did, like, it was just like a little different, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now maybe it might be different. And I like, of course, either way it goes, I wouldn't mind. But anyways, back to the thing
the
I was saying. About Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
She's such a bitch.
Yeah.
She really is. And I don't think I realized it because me and Charlie be in our own little world. But, like, like, when she traveled during COVID, like, she didn't really mess with nobody then. And she just stayed in the room. But, like, being around Orion a little bit more and, like, him traveling, he's such, like, a good.
He's
like,
personable.
He's a personable cat.
Yeah.
Charlie, mind you, has way more manners because Orion be jumping on people's countertops. Charlie don't do that.
I mean, at least my cat's nice.
Yeah, no. So it's just
she's
like
rude.
No, she is rude, but she minds her business.
Well, she's not rude to
you know
me,
what's
I'm
funny? Our cats have have different personalities. Like Orion has my personality, and
right,
Charlie
no,
has your
100%.
Personality. Like Charlie goes like
me at home.
Exactly, literally. And I thought that was the funniest thing ever. But I'm like, be nice.
Yeah, no. Charlie is not social like with people she doesn't know. I mean, Violet's scary, but she's not a bitch.
Yeah, it balances. No,
yeah.
Like Charlie, if she's in an uncomfortable setting or situation, she don't like
yeah.
nobody.
Orion be cool with everybody.
Literally.
Even when we walked into the downtown when we had to evacuate and the other two cats were there.
Shout out to Shannon.
It was 5 cats because that girl had 2 cats.
So it's, it was five.
Five
yeah,
cats.
She did have 2 cats.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shannon though. She let us stay at her place, but she wasn't
she
even
was
here.
Out of town.
She was out of town.
All
she was
in
like,
her bed.
Look, and I was like, we got 3 cats with us. She was like, I just care about your safety. So shout out to Shannon.
Yeah, shout out to her. Honestly, like that showed us a lot. Like who was like, you're going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be no, it showed us a lot. It definitely showed us a lot. Wait, about the cats though. What was I gonna say? No, yeah, Orion is very personable. When he went up, Orion even is okay with other animals. Like Orion won't like attack another animal or anything. He'll be more so like, hey, what's up? Like, who
yeah.
are you? Like my mom has the freaking birds at her house and you would think a cat and a bird, but he just went right up to the cage.
Yeah.
He's like, what's going on? The bird trying to bite him through the cage.
Look,
he's
me
just
and
like,
me in social settings.
Right. Like he's just like, he's
look,
cool.
Charlie literally hid in Shannon's
the
closet the entire time.
Time.
And that's winter in the corner. I'm
like,
I don't know. Like, these
I want to leave. I don't want to talk to nobody.
I'm crying.
But we are going to play a game today. This is a game that Shy had come up with last week. And, you know, we just like to throw a little
You know,
game
we've been
in.
Throwing little games in there. So yeah. The game is, and this is an old, like, TikTok thing.
Yeah.
But.
He's a 10 butt.
What is wrong with my...
I feel like I have good ones. I don't know, though.
Oh, yeah. He's a 10, but... And so we're going to, like, you know, like, the game is, like, you say he's a 10, like, he's a perfect 10. Yeah. Looks-wise, but he has something, like...
No, looks-wise in everything.
In every
other aspect besides this.
Besides this one thing. Oh,
like,
okay.
He could be your husband. He's perfect. He's sent from the Lord. You're in love with him. You're falling in love with him. He's a 10, but...
But, okay.
You want to start?
Okay, my first one is...
Mine are kind of funny. And I kind of base mine off of experiences. I'm
See, I didn't really base mine off of experience. I just thought of, like, funny little things. So the first one is, he's a 10, but he kisses his mom on the lips as an adult man.
Ooh. I could get over that.
Okay.
I could get
he's
over
a 10,
that.
But what? Like, what does that make him, like, out of a 10 now after that? Because that's what they were doing. They were like, okay. Hey, that makes him, like, an 8 now?
I'm going to say he's a 9.5. I'm not super tripping off that.
What about, like, tongue kiss?
Okay, bitch. That ain't gonna happen. Like, a little, hey, ma, like, whatever.
Like, a little kiss? Or what about, like,
and he's a 10. So what do you think his score is now?
I don't know. I can't really deal with a mama's boy to a certain extent. Yeah. Like, you got to have, like, a fine balance. So I give him, like, an 8.
Damn, 2 points knocked off?
Yeah. All right, like, you kissing is crazy. Because I remember, okay, this is a little messed up to say. Right. When I was dating this guy with a child, I would be... Uh-uh. Okay, well, no, I'm not going to say
you would pinch the baby.
No!
What?
I would get so mad sometimes. Mind you, I'm 22, 23 years old, so do not judge me for my past.
Imagine her being more ignorant than now. She already has her opinions about shit. Go! Anyways, go! What? Tell it! What did you do?
No, it would just be, like, certain things that I would feel like... And never mind, because this is horrible. Looking back on it, I was just way too, like, really, like... My headspace wasn't there.
Okay, never
and I was
mind.
Evil.
We're not gonna
so,
tell
yeah.
it because she has done some evil shit.
No, I'm cutting all of that out. Actually,
no, it doesn't. They don't. Anyways, okay. Mine is he's a 10, but his teeth are super yellow, and every time you try to gently tell him about it, he gets mad and disagrees with you.
Why is that so descriptive?
I have hella descriptive ass ones, but I had to put the details in there.
Okay, wait. So what is okay? He's a 10.
His teeth are hella yellow.
That was kind of mine.
And
too.
Every time you try to gently tell him, like. You know, when was the last time you went to the dentist? Or like, you know, there's whitening strips. He'd be like, why? My teeth are fine. Ah, with a mouthful of butter. Like, what does that knock him down to? And you got to live with the yellow teeth because.
The yellow teeth, but what about the smell?
There's no smell.
Okay.
But his teeth are yellow as fuck. Like, they look like wood chips in his mouth. What would you knock him to? I'm knocking him to 7 because that shit bothers me. If I make a lightly hint about something that your breath stinks, your lips is chapped, your teeth are yellow, bitch, catch that shit quickly because then I'm going to have to directly tell your ass.
Yeah,
and
I do.
I'm going to hurt your feelings.
I do like an 8 too because my next one is he's a 10, but his breath stinks and has dirty fingernails.
I can't do this thing, bro.
The dirty fingernails?
The dirty fingernails is terrible, but the breath specifically is nasty.
Yeah, I can't do stink breath either. I was in Sephora literally like the other day and like, I don't know why, but people with funky ass breath be the first ones close to your face.
Hey,
how can I help you?
Oh, hell no.
And then, you know, I'm tall.
It was somebody working?
It was somebody working, and she was like, so what do you need help with?
No.
I was just like.
How bad was the breath?
The breath was a 10 out of 10 funk.
Like food?
Like halitosis. No, I could deal with food breath. Oh. It was like halitosis. Cavity breath pissed me off, too, because it's like that stink rot breath. But like wait, gingivitis.
Yeah,
you know what that's
called? No, that's nasty.
Literally, yeah. So I would knock stink breath down, because that's why I asked the breath. I would knock stink breath down to a 6. Stink breath is like,
stink breath is bad.
Stink breath is bad.
Ew, I used to, oh my God, I talked to this guy and his breath was so fucking nasty. Even if I gave him gun, that shit would still be nasty. Ew, and then he would try to kiss me and his spit would be all thick.
Ooh.
I was like, nah, bro, like I can't.
Like that decaying breath smell is you need to fix that.
It was like halitosis.
And it's just like, you know what? Okay, health tip, you guys. It is fundamental to floss. I think I'm actually addicted to floss. And you see me all the time. I have them everywhere in my purse, in my pocket.
I floss every day.
I floss multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Flossing is fundamental because if you, like me, I floss all the time. So if you smell that little floss sometimes, and if it has a stench, and I floss every single day, which it rarely does, imagine you who don't floss.
And that shit gonna stain.
That's
going to
probably will
your
knock
teeth.
You out. So floss, you guys. Use the water picker. Use mouthwash. So yeah, health tip.
Okay, so mine is he's a 10, but his mom hates you, and every time you see her, she says slick, funny stuff. But he's also a major mama's boy and expects you to take it. I have to put all all the details.
I have to tell us about this story, actually.
No, like, you can't, like, she'll say slick shit to you, and you're not allowed to say nothing back, or he'll get hella mad because he's, like, a mama's boy, and he's like, you need to respect my mother, but she's hella disrespectful to you.
Yeah.
Like, what would you, like, what do you knock him down to? That's low. Maybe you knock down
a 4, because I don't want to deal with those type of things.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a 4. What would you say?
I can't do a rude mom, because I'll take it for a little bit, but then when I don't take it, I'm going to be the bad guy. So I would say a 4.
Yeah, and I'm so used to, hate to say this, but kind of being liked and loved. So it's like, I don't really, I can't.
If you're trying to dislike me for your son, you really hating. Because I'm the biggest blessing. Like, you want to fuck him
at this point.
I'm the biggest blessing that man could have found.
Exactly. Okay, mine is, he's a 10, but he has a podcast bashing women.
Oh, he's a 0. Baby, you know how I feel about that. Bitch, you can go to hell. I don't even like when a man send me a fucking link to no dumb shit. I'm a man with a podcast. Oh, my God. Mr. Baby Girl had sent me a link to a podcast of males talking about males aren't sassy. They just want to be respected. Sir, and you're sassy as fuck for sending me
for
this
even
link.
Saying that. Yeah, that's like, that. That's a crazy
I didn't
link.
Even open it. I said.
They get a 3 from me. Because I
0. From me.
People, you know, I don't think I would be able to date one, though. You know who dates one?
Who? Oh, I know. The man with baby daddy.
Yeah, with the and the dangly earring.
Yep.
First of all, I mean.
Remember, I think, didn't you want to do a podcast or something with me?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I don't get on no man's podcast if I can't burn that bitch to the ground. Oop, too soon. If I can't swing the mics around and hit him over the head. I'm not doing it because y'all not about to disrespect me, bro.
Y'all not about to disrespect me. People would love, like, people, you get those DMs sometimes or comments where people are like, they should come on your podcast and it'd be like, we don't want those stupid ass.
We don't do
here.
Those
we
vibes.
Don't. We don't do those type of vibes. We are I don't abusive. Even engage. Yeah. If I can't slap you, I don't want to deal with it. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
but
no, actually,
I don't even like to engage in those type of arguments or those type of discussions. Like, I'll bicker with my bitch real quick. But you know what I'm saying? Like, we can come to a mutual understanding. But I feel like when people are just ignorant and they have their own biases and their own just, like, core belief. I'm like, I just don't resonate with it.
I can't go back and forth with
you.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm not bickering.
Yeah.
Not bickering. So mine is. Oh, wait. I said that one?
Yours, Mine is, he's a 10, but he's uncircumcised and doesn't keep. And doesn't clean.
Okay. You're wild for me.
He's a 10, but he's uncircumcised and doesn't clean it properly. And his ween be smelling like dick cheese. And he wants you to suck it. I had to add the detail.
Dick cheese is
literal dick cheese.
Nah, you got some hygiene issues with the meat.
No, I've never smelled dick ween cheese. Because if I see a man is uncircumcised, I'm not even going to put it in my mouth.
I've dealt with an uncircumcised man, but he was very clean. Like, he was extremely, like, a clean man. Like, I dated one man
who was not circumcised, and he was extremely clean to the point he washed his wiener with HibiCleanse. You know the soap that you wash with the blue bottle, it's pink.
At the hospitals?
Yeah, you use it before surgery and all kinds of shit. But some people do keep that in their shower. Oh, wow. It's like antibacterial and hella shit.
I wonder if that worked.
It worked for his ween. I never smell that thing. But I'm not putting no uncircumcised penis in my mouth. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just not. I, like, the thought of it, even if you do keep it clean, I'm going to be so scared that first time. I'm going to be, like, trying to smell it and, like, pull it back. If there's anything in there, like a little cheese.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was so long ago. Like, I was literally.
I
don't even remember.
I urge any adult man who's not circumcised.
And the girls who'd be like lifting the skin up and be like this.
Oh, no. Ew. Ah, that's like a disgusting.
So wait, what do you rate him? Like, what would you rate him? Stink hygiene? I can't really deal with stink hygiene.
Cheesy, uncircumcised wiener? Where do I rate him? He's a 0.
Yeah, that's a 0 because I'm like, first of all, prone to yeasts. Yeah, so no, I can't be dealing with that. So mine is, he's a 10, but he argues with random women in shade room comments.
0.
Mm-hmm, 0. Anything. I would be so turned off by a man arguing in comments.
I don't even want to.
I would be like,
woman,
you are. I don't want you to even post anything. I don't want you to, like, I just don't want you to even be in that. Yeah. Those type of things.
No. Your opinion, keep it to yourself. I just don't like the whole overly opinionated, sassy man apocalypse. Like, opinions are for women.
See, now you change. Now you exactly.
Opinions. I'm just joking.
Now
don't
she changes the narrative, y'all. Because remember the beginning of the podcast, she loved a good sassy man, but when she see that apocalypse is
but
taking
when
over,
I say sassy, I mean something else.
Like,
I mean,
fingernail painted.
No. Yes. That's
okay.
What I
that
mean.
Was my last one.
I mean how they look sassy. I like a man who looks a little gay, but I don't like
if they
when
look
they
at
act
it. If they look
gay.
In the feminine, the if they look in feminine, the feminine characteristics come follow behind it. I'm sorry.
To some extent, I know some guys who you know, have their little fashion style stuff mm-hmm. that are
and
cool.
I think it's unfair to say when men have good fashion and good hygiene that they're being feminine. I don't mean it in that way, shape, or form at all. Yeah. I think that, like, that's unfair to say. I'm meaning the, when I say feminine, I'm meaning the paint your nails, all type of, I just think that's reserved. I just think something should just be reserved for women, whatever.
Like, if you acting like a girl, I don't like that. But if you know, look a little feminine or into certain feminine shit, like you have a lot of products and you like
metrosexual.
To do, I wouldn't say that.
That's kind of what the sassy.
Just the thing I don't really care for about guys is, like, you know, women were raised like, oh, make sure you're clean and you got to be mm-hmm. up on your hygiene and don't be dirty, because as a woman your room shouldn't be dirty. But then boys don't really get that type mm-hmm. of same expectation, so then they be dirty when they're grown up. And I like when guy, you can tell a guy has been raised well and his mom is like, I don't care if you're a boy or a girl, you're not about to have this room funky as hell, like, you know, like that type of stuff.
So, no, yeah. Cleanliness is next to godliness. And honestly, like, it is disgusting when I see that. I remember I was dating somebody, and, like, every time I come over to their house, I'm just like, mm-hmm. who do you think I am? Right. Like, you disrespecting me, and you disrespecting yourself by having me at this junkie.
And I actually, my next one is that. Can what? I just say it? It says, he's a 10, but his house is disgustingly filthy, hoarder status with rotting food, bugs, rats, and all of that.
Oh, he's a negative 10. Absolutely the hell.
Keep on. You are in love with this man. He's mm-mm. a 10 in every other aspect.
Because if that, he's rotting on the inside as well. He's probably unhealthy. He's probably dying.
Yeah.
Because that's insane. To even live in those type of conditions, no. No.
It's like that meme where it'd be like, damn, bitch, you live like this.
You live like this? Then there's a difference between, like, clothes dirty and, like, food dirty.
I'm talking like the toilet has a brown rink in it. It's so dirty. It ain't been clean. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I hate that. If you go to a guy's house and his bathroom's hella fucking dirty, shit stains all in the bowl, spit all in the sink.
You can tell when people have been raised right by how their house even looks. Honestly.
Yeah, no. And I will tell a guy, I walked into a guy's bathroom one time and I was like, it's hella dirty in here. And he was like, how? And I said, are we not looking at the same bathroom? Like, look, you're disgusting.
Remember that Room Raider show back in the day?
Oh my God.
Where they bring, like, the blue light?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that was real. Okay, but do yours.
I didn't have another one, but I could think
of
one.
Oh, you did it?
Mm-hmm. I did four. I did five. I mean, I did whatever.
Mine is, he's a 10, but his body odor is extremely off-putting to you. You can't stand to smell him. But I don't mean like he's always musty. I just mean his natural body odor is hella nasty to you. Because I dated this guy who, he was great across the board, but just the way he smelled to me was so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I can't deal with him because I will not be able to marry you and lay up in no bed with you.
Yeah.
It was so nasty.
I mean, you didn't like him. Because honestly, there's some smell, like bodily fluids are one thing, but like a smell sometimes, like a lot of men that I've dated really don't have smells, but there has been one that I was in a long relationship with, and he, like, once I stopped being with him, I was like, oh shit, that was a little like,
yeah,
smell.
Okay, we're editing that out. Anyways, moving on from the little gamey game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, that was definitely a good game. I see you put the Meg the Stallion.
I didn't put that.
Oh, Brittany did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brittany put the Meg the Stallion, her new man's ex acting like she doesn't know her. And you know what? We can talk about that because I am friends with Tori and I know the situation behind that. So basically, if you don't know, Meg the Stallion man is Tori Craig. He is a basketball player. And the first thing that came out was a girl basically tried to put him on blast for these DMs. And the DMs were saying crazy shit like, is there milk in your titties?
Like that he was sending to a girl while he was. Right. Wait, was it old or was the DM saying that it was old or was it while they were together?
I think it was while they were together. But the DMs were fake. Right. But like, obviously, that's going to have effect on your relationship. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm. Boy, you got to get up out of here. You asking girls if they got milk in your titties. Yeah, like, are you insane? So then, now here's where the real funny thing is, because I think that this is ridiculous as fuck. First of all, the girl, Lana Rhodes,
mm-hmm.
that's not Tori's ex-girlfriend. Let's clear that up. And her friends go on the podcast and say, oh, yeah, she's like, oh, what's the girl's name? Meg. Megan is not a hard name to fucking say. So let's start there. You're being weird. Then the girls sit up there talking about, it's just crazy because like all the girls he's dated look like you. Like they're like, I'm confused about it.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, that's not fucking true. First of all, the mother of Tori's child is a black woman. He's mm-hmm. dated black women, mixed women, whatever. So like that whole microaggression shit, mm-hmm. I'm like, why are y'all getting up on this podcast trying to just find like a place where you fit in to act like you got some tea and like basically sit there and be like, yeah, well, I messed with him too and blah, blah, blah. Like, y'all are only doing that because it's Meg Thee Stallion, like, exactly. at the end of the day. And just to me personally, like, I think it's fucked up because we have all sat here and seen how much stuff that this girl has gone through, mm-hmm. Megan. And, like, all that extra making up the fake DMs and shit, the racist microaggressions, mm-hmm. getting on the damn podcast, pretending like you don't know the bitch name. Like, it's just like.
And then the show that she had, like. She was on her stories before that it came out that him and Megan were together, mm-hmm. that she was like, she would post stories with Megan Thee Stallion playing in the background.
Yeah, it's just like, it's just honestly, like, to really dumb it down for everybody, it's just some loser shit. 1,000%. It's some loser shit, it's some hater shit. Like, at the end of the day, I personally hope that they're able to work through it, because when you're somebody in the spotlight and your partner is somebody in the spotlight, there's gonna be people that try to tear you down, mm-hmm. once y'all go into that, like, little public light or whatever. But if you guys can make it through that first wave of bullshit, I think that you'll be able to be good.
You're standing tall, yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I just, and it's been hella girls that have come out and done that, like with the fake DMs, like with, what's his name? Was it Zion Williamson with the girl Mariah? And she was like putting all his shit on blast and like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just.
It is some loser shit, honestly.
And it's clout.
Yeah, it is. It's 1,000% clout because you can't, they said on that podcast, right, while all of this other these other things were going on.
Yeah.
And it's just piling. It's just piling on them.
It's just not right. I think that it's, I don't think it's right. I hope that they could work through it. I hope that they could, you know, be bullshit to the noise.
Yeah.
And those girls, the white girls on that damn podcast, I guess they're like not doing the podcast anymore because they've received so much backlash.
You're lying.
And I'm like, hey, bitch, if you can't handle the heat, get out the kitchen.
Yeah, because. And they were in the kitchen.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like, girl, get up off it.
They stopped it that quick.
Girl, apparently they quit. And I'm like, why would y'all talk that shit and what you think that people are going to be like, oh my God, y'all, like, even if he did was fucking white bitches, who cares? It's just, girl. You're a fucking loser.
That yeah, is. It is. That's it's a lot of people who've been doing shit like that on for click grab, for clout. For,
so lame. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Speaking of like viral internet stuff, LiAngelo Ball's new song.
We talked about that last week.
Why is it on there?
That's why I said horrible when she sent the topics.
We did talk about that because he's going to do Rolling Loud in L.A. We want to go and wear our little old school dress. But no, actually, I really don't want to talk about this because it's kind of really dark and messed up. And like we've already talked about a lot of heavy stuff. But I have been keeping up with the Nazia Harris case, 13-year-old girl who was SA'd and unalived by her aunt's baby daddy. And the trial is like coming out on TikTok. If y'all have not looked into that case, the case is actually insane. I'm going to try to be careful with my words because we already have a warning on YouTube about having these kinds of conversations or whatever. And our guy just pulled up a thing that says LiAngelo Ball signs music deal with Def Jam worth $13 million.
We did not know that. I did not know that either. They're trying to make him a new Drake.
Right. Now he got the damn.
Look, I like him. We like
him. This is our first time engineering with this guy. Because usually we be joking when we're at the podcast, like, fact check that
fact
for
check
us.
This. And fact check this. He actually did it.
But no, back to the Nazia Harris situation, because that's like a real crazy thing. Her body has not been discovered. And this has happened a year ago. But they did find her clothing by a river. And he had been researching how to perform an at-home shmushmortion. And the text messages that were leaked with this little girl and this 41-year-old man were absolutely insane.
How old is she?
13 when she passed.
Oh, that's
and baby. But he had been grooming her for 2 years. She was 11. And before that, he has two cases from an 8-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl who he accidentally gave an STD.
And so wait.
And he was
the uncle? And he's the uncle?
Her aunt's baby daddy. Yes.
Her aunt.
So damn near like her step uncle.
Okay.
Like her uncle.
Yeah, because I was confused. Her aunt's baby daddy. And they knew that and they were still allowing that man to be around?
So So obviously, if this is your baby daddy, you should know that this man got these two cases from years ago of SA'ing children. Like, this is not giving a 4-year-old an STD. Like, what? Are you kidding me? So
that is
the fact that he was even allowed to be around children is absolutely insane. But then they come out with the text messages between Nazia and his name is Jarvis Butts. And he's in the house talking about, I gotta go upstairs real quick. And she's like, oh, come downstairs and blah, blah, blah. Like, talking like a grown woman. Oh, literally talking like a grown woman. The things that he had to teach this little girl and put into her brain for her to be saying these things. And, like, ugh. It's just, it's so sick.
So what's going on with the trial now?
So they're going to trial. They just did, I think, what is it called? Preliminary. Where they, like, mm-hmm. I guess, talk about the evidence or whatever. There's hella witnesses, like, to, like, whatever, I guess. And I don't know. Put him under the jail. Honestly, he needs to be.
Put him below the jail cell. He needs to rot.
He needs the penalty. And honestly, like, it's just so sick. I mean, also things that are kind of pissing me off on like Twitter and stuff. And I know that, you know, first of all, society hates women. So you're always going to find a way to blame a woman.
Exactly.
And I don't like that. In this whole situation, like, I have seen more things about, oh, and I bet the auntie knew too, put her in jail too, rather than focusing. I mean, of course.
The auntie knew what?
They're trying to say, like, oh, you know, the auntie knew about this probably because, you know, it's going on.
Like, she's allowing her child to be groomed by that man?
Right. And it's like, okay, first of all, if she knew that this man was a offender, he should not have been around children, period. Of course.
That's one thing I'll say, yeah.
That's some shit that, yeah. But I've seen more posts about her than I have about him.
Which is
why
insane.
Are there not more posts about this man is a monster? This is what this man did. Mm-hmm. People go, always try to flip, turn, and twist the shit to be a woman's fault. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the monster in this story at the center of the court is the man, Jarvis Butts. And we don't know what they know, what they knew, what people were sitting on. They, like, you know, but also we don't know what they didn't know. We don't know if they like, had no idea.
But the first thing we should all know collectively is not to point blame on someone who was not the man.
Right.
That makes no sense to
me. I mean, of course, I think that, bro, first of all, if you guys are, because this man was targeting single women with children, and that's something that women, we must be aware about. These sicko ass men will literally plot on women who have young girls and want to be around and want to be a part of their lives. Be careful about who you are bringing your kids around, because they are literal predators. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I want to focus more on the monster and get all of the facts I'm like tearing down every woman involved in the situation, because there was one of the witnesses was his sister, and the sister was like, I had came to his auto body shop one day and I kept seeing this young girl get in and out of his van going to the gas station, and I'm like in my head thinking, who is this young girl? And it's like, at the end of the day, he is telling people, I would have my niece come and help clean up at the shop and do all this stuff. The whole time he's essaying her and whatever. In her mind, they have a relationship. This little girl's mind.
His sister was on the witness against him.
Yes, she was one of the witnesses. It was like the grandma was it's hella witnesses. It's a lot of people coming forward. Like,
yeah, because that's just not right.
It's honestly sick as hell. It's so messed up. And the fact that they still haven't found her body is like really, it's very scary, because I'm like, what is he going to get off with? Is he going to get off with anything? Because
Jarvis Butts.
And like, bro, they had their text messages. Keep in mind, that's another thing. She was deleting all the text messages back and forth with him.
So
he would
knew.
Be like, make sure you delete this. Yeah. He'd be like, make sure you delete this. Make sure you delete this. So it's like, I mean, if you even go through the girl phone, everything is gone.
That's sick.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's actually sick as hell. Like, it's so insane. They found some of her clothes, all kinds of stuff. He was Googling stuff like how to do an at-home schmishmortion, drinking antifreeze. So I'm like,
I just thought of something. Because he low-key not a bad-looking guy.
Oh,
either.
No. And that's the other thing. He's not an attractive. He has 13 children. 13 children. 13 kids. He's not a bad-looking guy. And the fact that this man who could date any woman is wanting to do these things with little girls is sick as hell. That's the other thing. It's like, you probably wouldn't see him and be like, he looks like a predator.
Exactly.
That's what's also scary. No man who is like a monster like this looks any type of way.
Sick.
There's no way to just know. But
well, I hope that trial and all, since all of the evidence is against him, and he has literally multiple convictions against him. So
yeah,
I hope that works out. Because that baby needs justice.
Yeah, it's very sick. But let's get into some advice, y'all. Advice, y'all. I'm so ready to get the fuck out of LA. Hold on. feel like I have some. Oh, this is 5 days ago. Okay. Advice. My friend recently started talking to a guy. His friend and I started talking as well, so we would sometimes have a group FaceTime as we would all mess with each other and wanted to make plans for a night out. We arranged a date, but my friend ended up canceling for literally no reason. She wouldn't even explain why. I had my Instagram deactivated for some time. When I got it back, I instantly saw her stories, and it was all of the videos of us together. But when I genuinely looked my worst. Mind you, before this, she would always ask before posting any videos of us together. There's no question in that.
Let's read another one, because what was that?
Yeah.
What are you, saying that?
She feels away because, oh, I know what she's saying. She's trying to say she don't want her around. And when she post, like, she don't want her around because is she pretty? And she trying to post ugly videos of her.
Yeah, that's not nice. Just advice, tell me terrible. If you posting, girl. Like, don't be posting no ugly stuff of me.
No, I don't care when people, post ugly stuff of me. I know I'm a bad bitch. Some people really care about
some
that,
people
though.
Do mind.
I have
don't
a
care.
Friend that is, like, very, like, no, delete that. I'm like, girl, calm down.
If I look too crazy, like, too wild, double chinning, big backed up, nah, you could delete that. Like, nah, we could delete.
I'm crying. Yeah, I don't really, I mean, I don't know. I guess I just don't take many ugly photos. I'm just kidding. That's definitely not true. That's 100% not true. But I'm not seeing any more advice.
Wait. Oh, here's the advice.
Okay.
Me and my boyfriend of a year and a half just broke up on me and my boyfriend and okay, that's
come on, dyslexia.
I'm crying. Me and my boyfriend of a year and a half just broke up on New Year's. However, we have a trip planned in 2 weeks, and the flights, Airbnb, and all activities are already paid for. I pay for most because I wanted to do something nice for him to show my appreciation. He said we could go as friends, and I was skeptical, and we have been keeping in contact as friends until the last few nights where we have gotten on the phone and the calls ended in arguments, and he said we shouldn't speak until the trip and that our relationship can end on a good note there. How should I go about this trip? Like, I still want to be with him, but I can't and will not force someone to be with me. However, I'm just conflicted on how I should act. How can I be in the same space as someone who I still love and want to be friends with? Should I use that time to try and fight for our relationship, or is that too close to begging? I'm tired of chasing this baby girl ass nigga. And if not, how should I act on the trip? First of all, you pay for everything. So why would
she
want to...
She said she paid for most.
She paid for most. Why would he want to cancel if you pay for most of the shit? That's a free trip, baby girl.
She needs to bring a friend.
Yeah.
I would not bring... Don't bring him and bring a friend. Because at the end of the day, if he's acting like he don't want to be with you, he should enjoy no fruits of your labor.
Exactly.
And if he's going to be there, oh, well, bring a friend. If he's like, I'm still coming, I would say bring a friend and dip off and do your own thing and make him feel fucking left out and feel away. If you don't want to be with me, you don't got to be with me.
I remember one time I did something really nice for this guy for Valentine's Day. And, like, I rented out, like, I'm not rented out, but it was, like, an expensive, like, $1,200,
big money.
Yeah, it was, like, $1,200 for, like, a massage. It was, like, this Japanese, like, spa experience.
Oh, I know what you're
talking about. Yeah. Exactly. So, it was, like, this Japanese spa experience. And we had gotten to it, like, the day before. And I took one of my friends and had an amazing time.
I remember that.
And it was
funny.
Romantic as hell, too. We were,
you know, we love doing the romantic
stuff. We love
stuff.
Doing romantic stuff. We had
Shy
like,
does
a little,
that with all her friends. But, yeah, so that's the advice. That's the pod. Praying for everybody affected by the fires. We're going to be having resources of things that you could do to help and get involved. Please make sure you get the tickets for the Arizona live show in Scottsdale, Arizona, February 23rd.
February 23rd. Below, we will have all of the links for everything. We got the Patreon link. We got the Arizona link. We got the resources link. We got it all below. So please check it out, you guys. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.